Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, beloved of God. Thank you for joining us today, or tonight, this evening, or in the morning, whenever you're listening to this broadcast. I want to talk to you today and minister to you today to encourage you to give your life to Christ. I know some of you have looked at people who say that they are in Christ, but because they're in a church or building and they're living ungodly lives, and you're kind of looking at them and saying, if this is the way, this is what it means to be saved, then I don't want to have anything to do with it. But beloved God, you have to search it out for yourself. You can't judge your life by somebody else's. You've got to be covered by the blood of Jesus. And that's what I want to talk to you about. I want to talk to you about being covered by the blood. Are you covered by the blood of Jesus Christ? And thank you for joining Operation Salvation Ministries today. And Operation Salvation Ministry is a ministry that ministers to you. Remember, every day is a day of worship, because this is a God day. And we just give God praise and give him honor because he is worthy to be praised. We're going to go into a word of prayer, and we're going to pray, and we're going to seek the face of God, and hoping that he moves on your life today, even on my life, to minister to you that which you need in your life. We're talking about being covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name which is above every name, in the name of Jesus the Christ, Yeshua the Messiah, we just ask you, Father, to just have your way today. Touch lives. Change lives. Because they need to be covered, and we all need to be covered under your blood. And we just thank you. Because there's life in the blood. There's life in you. We want to have our wedding garments on that when we attend that marriage supper. Father, we thank you. And we just ask you today to meet the need. You know who's listening. You know who you have designated to listen. And I pray that they get it in their spirits. And they get a vision, get an image of who the real Jesus Christ is. In their spirits, they get an image of you. Because you are the creator of all things. And we just thank you for everything. Because they are your creation. Might not be your son or your daughter now, at this moment. But when they listen to this broadcast, believe that they're going to become a son and a daughter. Because of adoption, they will become yours. We thank you for that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Question, beloved of God, are you covered by the blood of Jesus Christ? Do you know him? Is he a regular in your life? Or is he your life? Is he your life? Well, beloved, let me help you understand something. I know that you may have been looking at someone else, and you kind of like, say, look, if that's the way that being saved is all about, you know, they go to church, they sing in the choir, they're ushers, they're preachers, you know, but they're living ungodly lives. They're not living right. Something is wrong here. Well, you need to seek it out, because the love of God, when the time comes that you stand before God, you don't have to bring up their names. You can't bring up what they've done. You have to bring up what you've done. Matter of fact, the Lord is not even going to bring up what they've done. He's going to bring up what you've done. When you stand at the great white throne judgment, but you want to miss that one. You want to miss the great white throne of judgment, and you want to stand at the judgment seat of Christ. See, the Bible says that you are a born-again believer is being judged now. He tells us to judge ourselves. But are you covered? There were a lot of advantages to being born again. See, looks is one thing, but being is another. Because esse quam videre, esse quam videre in Latin means to be and not seem to be. See, beloved, you need to be the real deal. Because if you are the real deal, then God can deal with you. He can work with you. You don't have to play the game. You may be discouraged and say, well, I'm not going to give my life to Christ because of someone else. But see, you don't have to be that way. You can be real. You don't have an excuse for them. They have to answer for themselves before God. You have to be covered. You have to be covered. I want to read something to you in the book of Hebrews, the 9th chapter. Talk about the blood. The blood of Jesus. The scriptures teach us that the life is in the blood. Now, if you take away your blood, you're going to die. You're going to die. You take away the blood because there's life in the blood. The heart is going to start pumping when you lose your blood. But the blood has life in it. But now, in a spiritual aspect, when we become born again, we become covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. And not only that, we do have, and God would give us his life. Because the only way that you can live is through his life. He gives us his life. But listen to me in the book of Hebrews, the 9th chapter, where it says, I'm going to throw the 11th verse because there's so much to read, but I would love for you to read Hebrews, the 9th chapter. Read it. About the blood. Listen. I'm going to throw to verse 11. He said, but Christ being come and high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, not of those buildings, what we call churches, made of stone. No, Christ will live in you. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. See, we were sold off to the devil because Adam sold us off. But Christ brought us back. He redeemed us. But you have to accept him in your life. You have to give your life to him. You have to walk to him. He's got the purchase price. He made the purchase price, but you have to come and walk out and accept it. Walk out of bondage and come into liberty, freedom. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctified to the purified of the flesh, how much more, which they used in old days, if you go back into the book, in the Old Testament, you talked about offerings, you know, their sacrifices and offerings and all that. Even the tithes became an offering, and that represented Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. And that may be something we might get into later on in another teaching. But it's an offering. They killed goats, bulls. They drained the blood. Then they offered it up to God, which signified that Christ was going to be offered up in the future. But this is how much, verse 14, so how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? See, you have to be covered. The blood has life in it. The blood has life in it. Then it goes on to say in verse 15, and for this cause, he is a mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. See, an eternal inheritance. Eternal inheritance. How long is eternal? Forever. An inheritance that you have with God if you are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. It's called being born again. John 3 talks about it. I talk a lot about being born again because I believe, and matter of fact, I know that is the way. The way to Christ, the way to have eternal inheritance, it was Jesus Christ being covered by his blood. He hung on the cross. He died for your sins. He died for my sins. But that was a purpose for that. There was a purpose for that. He did that because he wanted to cover us on his blood, because without the shedding of his blood, there would not be any remission or forgiveness for sins. Why? Because life is in the blood, and that's the way God chose it to be. He's an offering. He became an offering for us. If you read the book of Hebrews, the whole chapter, the whole book of Hebrews, we're talking about the Hebrews. Or talking to the Hebrews about sacrifices, talking about tithes, talking about Sabbath, talking about everything that they were dealing with. If you read the book of Hebrews, because the book of Hebrews was written to the Hebrews, and you'll find out everything you need to know if you study the book of Hebrews. But anyway, you have been promised an eternal inheritance. To live with God always. It also goes on to say that you became an heir with God and a joint heir with Christ. So that means that you are an heir of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of light. You've got some who are the heir of the kingdom of light, and then you have some who are heirs of the kingdom of God. But you have to choose. You have to choose to become an heir in the kingdom of life, in the kingdom of God. You don't have to choose to become an heir of the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of Satan, because you're born in sin, and we were shaping in iniquity. But now, God did not leave us without a remedy, so that now we can come out of darkness into his marvelous light. We can be born again. We can be washed in the blood of Jesus. I'm not talking about a religious thing. You know, people talk about religion and all that other stuff. Everybody has their belief. I have one belief, and that belief that Jesus is the Son of God, and that God is our Heavenly Father, and that I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I'm saved. Washed in his blood, and you can too. But now, in order for for the blood to become effective, or Jesus' blood to become effective in our lives, now this is spiritually now. This is not naturally. This is spiritually. And by the Spirit, we are covered by his blood. But first of all, something had to happen before that blood could become effective to cover us. For where the testament is, if you understand a testament, a will, the person that, if you're going to gain anything from that person, your name has to be written in that will, but it only takes place after the person has died. So where the testament is, there was also of necessity be the death of the testator, or the testator, or the testator, whatever you want to call it. The one who wrote the will and said, you can get such and such, or whatever. They have to die first. And Jesus hung on the cross. He came to the world to preach the gospel. And he shed his blood on Calvary's cross. And when he gave up the ghost and said, it is finished, that was it. That was it. For in the world scene, for what you saw in the what you saw in the natural eye. But that was not the end. Because the Bible tells us what happened after he gave up the ghost. So the thing is, beloved, are you covered by the blood? The fourth testament is a force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is no strength at all while the testator lives. Whereupon neither the first testament was dedicated without blood. In other words, the first testament, which is the Old Testament, it was not dedicated without blood. Because for Moses has spoken every precept of all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book and all the people. Even in the Old Testament, they was covered by the blood, but they was covered by that blood of calves and goats, which signified later on the blood of Jesus Christ. And he said, this is the blood of the testament which God has enjoined unto you. Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission, which means no forgiveness. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of the things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the truth, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. He's appeared in the heavens. He has presented himself to God for us. He shed his blood on Calvary. He gave his life so that we can live. Are you covered by the blood? Nor yet that he should offer himself often as the high priest entered into the holy place every year with blood of others. For then must he offer often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once in the end of the world, he has appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Are you covered by the blood? And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. But love to God, he took upon the sins of the world upon himself. But he didn't keep them upon himself. When you read the scriptures, he went down into the lower depths of the earth, the lower parts of the earth. He dumped that off. He took the keys of death and hell. So the only one now that's going to be taken over by the devil is those who haven't accepted Christ into their lives and they're not covered by the blood. See, when you stand before God, I think the only thing that God is going to recognize, the only thing he's going to recognize, he's going to recognize the blood of his son. See, it's like standing amongst a bunch of people. Like standing amongst a bunch of people, and the bridegroom is looking over the people that are attending the wedding. But when they look at you, look around, he see somebody in there not dressed. Somebody in there is not covered. Because there's a wedding that's going to be happening. And you can read about that in the book of Revelation, the 19th chapter, probably verses 7 through 9. You can read about the marriage supper of the Lamb. So there's going to be a marriage, a wedding. Christ with his bride. But when he look out, will he see you ready? Or have you tried to come in and not dress for the wedding? Because you're going to be spotted. You're going to be spotted. And now I want to read something to you. I think it's in the book of Matthew, the 22nd chapter, and it says verse 11. And it talks about how they went in and they were going out. He told them to go bid them to come to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And they said they went out, and some people said, well, I got to do this. Some said, I have to do that. Some said, well, you know, people are doing that tonight. Well, I don't have time right now to get my life straight. I got other things to do. Or they're going to try to look at someone else and try to have an excuse. So they go do what they want to do. And he said, but he told them, look, go out into the highways and hedges and invite them to come in. So some came. And then you had some who were trying to infiltrate the wedding, you know, trying to get in. But they got spotted because they didn't have a wedding garment on. Now, you have to have the wedding garment on in order to attend the wedding, the marriage supper of the Lamb. But the only ones that can appear there are those who have become born again and who are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Are you covered? Are you covered? I want to read that. Let me go to that. He said, in the verse, start at Matthew 22nd chapter, verses 9 through 11. He said, go therefore into the highways, and as many as you find, bid them to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not owned a wedding garment. And he said unto him, friend, how do you get in here not having a wedding garment on? And said the man was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. Have you been called, but you have refused the call? Have you been called and you accepted the call? Then you've been chosen. Many are called. But only those who have accepted the call have been chosen. Are you covered by the blood of Jesus Christ? There's life in the blood, love. There's life. Satan is terrified of the blood of Jesus. He's terrified of that blood, because he knows that blood washes away sin. He's afraid of the blood of Jesus, because he knows that there's power, cleansing power in that blood. It's spiritual. But in order to obtain that, you have to be born again. Now imagine this. We were talking a few minutes about the marriage supper of the Lamb. I want to read a little bit of that. How about in the book of Revelation 19? I'm going to start at verse 7. He said, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he said unto me, write, Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true sayings of God. Are you covered by the blood? Are you covered by the blood of the Lamb? Saints, I encourage you to stay. If you know anything about this and you're not pretending, then you know what it's all about. You know there's power in it. Yeah, trials come. Yes, persuasions come to try to take you away. Yes, people try to buy you out. And some people sell out because some people backslide. Some people are trying to see a preacher and have backslid. No. You have to keep a relationship with Jesus Christ. And he would abundantly pardon you, or continually abundantly pardon you, and you can just go on and just walk victorious in his word, in his will, in what he's doing. But now if you're not saved, you need to be born again. Don't let people fool you and make you think because you went to the water without becoming born again that you are ready for the kingdom. Because belief becomes before the water. Scripture teaches that. Don't let them make you think that you're on your way to the kingdom and because you join a choir or an usher or a preacher or supposed to ordain you as a preacher, because the only one that can ordain you as a preacher is God. And those who may lay hands on you are godly people, and that right there seals it. But then again, Satan has counterfeits. You do have to understand that wherever there's real, there are counterfeits. Understand that. But how will you know them? How will you know them? The only way you're going to know them, beloved of God, is you're going to have to be covered by the blood of Jesus. That's the only way. The only way you're going to know him and know the tactics of the devil. You're going to have to be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the only way. That's the only way that you're going to know him. Know him and your enemy. The only way. It's going to have to be under the blood. I just want you to be encouraged, beloved. But ask yourself this question. Are you covered under the blood? See, I'm not one of those preachers who try to make people climb the wall unless you are interested in the Word of God. I'm not trying to sing to you. I'm not trying to let the organ play behind me or whatever to get you excited, to arouse your flesh. I want you to be saved. I want you to be born again because Jesus is coming. He's coming back, just like he said he would. He's coming. But the question to you, beloved, are you ready? Are you covered by the blood of the Lamb? Do you have a wedding? Do you have your wedding garment on? Wedding garment on. Do you have it on? Well, beloved God, it's about time to go. I want you to be encouraged. I'll talk to you next time. God bless you.